Very good.
Got a little bit of the croup going on, huh?
A little bit, afraid so. Maybe it'll get better.
I'm sure it will. Wins always help things feel better. And, you know, this has been a weird season for Blackman High School. Lose three games, 3-3. There are many different ways that this program could have gone. And you and I kind of talked about it, I guess, and John here on Saturday mornings. How, you don't know as a head coach where these kids are going to take the program. You can preach and teach and whatever, but you don't know. And they took it to the win column.
Absolutely. I mean, you know, you hope that kids commit to stay together and to persevere through adversity and all those things. But, you know, as we said after the Bradley Central game, and you know, we're sitting there 3-3 with two back-to-back really tough losses, and you never know how kids respond. You know, I had confidence that our that we had a good group of kids that were going to continue to work and stay committed, and things would turn around for them. You know, if they did those things, if they worked hard and continued to do what they're supposed to do, and things did turn around. You know, and things, you know, and it's a credit to those kids for just working, just having fun playing the game and staying together and united. And you know, and it's life lessons. You know, I mean, bad things happen. That's the kind of things I try to preach to the kids. You know, that's part of life. Bad things happen. Things are unfair in life sometimes, and you can either sit in a corner and cry about it, or you can just keep on fighting through it. And certainly was proud of how our kids have responded, and you know, to win these four games in a row. And you know, we haven't played perfect, but our kids have played hard every game, and have gotten better each week. And you know, last night we played a really solid football game.
In losing games, you know, no coach likes to lose, I understand that, but you lost two games at the end.
Yes.
The Oakland and Bradley Central game, you lost those, you know, just about the last play, and I guess at Bradley, next to last play, or was the last play.
Was the last play.
Those are tough games. That really challenges the psyche, maybe more so than losing, you know, by 21.
Absolutely. I mean, we were on the one-yard line or whatever at Oakland and lost on the last play, and we were had multiple times to win the Bradley Central game, the last play being a 40, you know, yard field goal, 42, whatever it was, that we didn't hit. And, I mean, yeah, that's tough. Back-to-back, that's tough.
My point about that is that even makes it more difficult, you know, to me. It says a lot about your team and about where they are right now. This is – if you're going to lose and you're going to lose close games and challenge the psyche of a team, you'd much rather it be in the first half of the season than right now.
Oh, absolutely. You would. But, you know, the thing that, you know, I mean, everybody kind of thought we were done. I mean, we're 3-3 and everybody knew what the schedule was. You know, you had Smyrna and then you had Riverdale and Brentwood, you know, which nobody picked us really, especially at that point of the year when we were 3-3. Everybody looked at that and said, well, that's two losses probably. You know, and then we had Laverne, so at best.
Couldn't find, but, you know, maybe 5-5.
Right,
or,
I mean,
you know, 4-6.
You know, probably go 5-5, and you got to upset somebody to go 6-4. And that's what, but our kids didn't think that way. Our coaching staff didn't think that way. You know, everybody else may have thought that way, but our kids didn't do that. I mean, you know, we talked about not worrying about winning 5, worry about winning 4. And then we'll worry about when we win 4, worry about winning 5. And just worry about having fun and keep working hard and stay together, and good things are going to happen to you. And our kids did. Our kids have bought into to what we're doing on both sides of the ball, and our kids have just played hard. Our coaching staff has done a good job of coaching the kids in practice, and I'm really proud of everybody associated with it. And you know, now the fun part starts. I mean, now the reward starts, and you got to, you know, get a chance to play in the playoffs. And it don't matter where we go. I mean, I know we have to go to Cookeville. At least that's what I think. But bottom line is you're one of 32 that have a chance to win the prize at the end, and that's what your goal is when you start the season.
If you're 33 and below, you're taking inventory. You're washing jerseys. You're not playing this next Friday night. So, got to get in. That's the biggest thing, is to get in, and you've done that. You've wound up second in a district where this year, Coach, I don't know that they're – if you played 10 times, who's going to win – between yourself and Riverdale and Oakland, and you throw Laverne in the mix, their season could have gone one way or another.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, Laverne, you know, their two wins were against two good teams.
Yeah.
I mean, they beat Oakland and they beat Shibble, which was a good team. I know Shibble's had some bad things happen at the end of the year to them with some people quitting and stuff, but I mean, I saw that on video. They're good. And so Laverne is good enough to beat teams, you know, and So, we play Oakland and Riverdale. I mean, Siegel was clearly the best team in our league throughout the regular season. But, if, you know, you take Oakland and Riverdale and Blackman and you throw them all out there together, and every it's going to come down to the wire every game with those three teams playing. I mean, there's not any doubt about it. So, to find a way to come in second, to find a way to come from being 0-2 in the region to start the year off with, to winning three in a row in the region, says a lot about our kids. And proud of it, and as I told them last night, the commitment continues. You know, now, you know, we've reached a goal. Now it's a different goal.
Well, the game changes now because it's not, well, we can bounce back from this loss. There's no bouncing back in the playoffs from a loss.
No, there's not. You know, each week is a season, so to speak, you know, in its own. And, you know, it's win or go home. You know, it's the March Madness in basketball. It's whatever you want to call it. I mean, it's, you know, you win or you turn in pads on Monday. You know, that's your two options. And we won't approach anything any differently. I'm big on preparing the same way each week. I know most coaches are. And you know, our coaches won't prepare any differently this weekend than we do every other weekend. Obviously, Cookeville has a new coach this year, so we hadn't seen that, you know. So we'll have to do a lot of study. But we would do that if we were playing, you know, anybody. I mean, it don't matter if we're playing somebody in our district, we'd be doing the same thing, you know. So nothing changes for us. Our practice routine won't change. We won't make it longer. We'll make it shorter. We'll continue to do what we do because we think that's effective, or else we wouldn't have been doing it all year long that way. So all those things change, and then on Friday night at 7 o'clock, you're still playing 48 minutes, and it comes down to those 48 minutes, and the team that plays the best, that's committed, that is physical, and all the things you have to do to be successful, that'll be the team who wins, and we certainly expect that to be us.
Cookeville last night leading 33-7 onside kick, I think, in the game against Coffee County.
Coach just spent time explaining that to me on the phone because we were exchanging video, saying we called for a sky kick, not an onside kick.
Is that what happened?
And the kicker ended up onside net, you know, and so I think that probably caused some problems.
It did a few, but you know, it's not the same Cookeville team. Of course, Jerry is not there anymore, but they're going to be quite the challenge, and you're in the same quad as Siegel and Oakland, but you got to win that first game to worry about somebody here in the county in the next round.
Yes, everybody will want to talk about the second round game or the possibilities of the second round game, knowing it's going to be two teams from the same district. You know, if we win and then whoever wins from Oakland and Siegel, you know, we would play each other. So everybody will want to talk about that as far as when it concerns us, because everybody thinks we should beat Cookeville. They haven't seen them on video, nor have I. I know they've lost some games big. They've also won some games. They've won five and lost five. So it's kind of been all or nothing. They've either been really good or really bad, is what it looks like by their scores. I know against Riverdale a couple weeks ago, they were really bad. None of that matters. I mean, I couldn't care less about all that because it all comes down to 48 minutes, and we got to play. We're not good enough to not play and win. But we are good enough to beat anybody when we do play. And that's what I tell our kids. I'm trying to be honest with our kids. I mean, you know, we're not dynamic in that we're going to run, you know, have a bunch of runs for 80 yards or a lot of throws for 80 yards. I mean, we're not an explosive offense. We score points. We run the ball well. We throw the ball timely. But we're not explosive. I mean, so we're good enough to beat anybody. But we're also the kind of team that if we don't play like we're capable of playing and don't play with the great effort and physicality and the commitment that it takes, then we can lose to anybody. So our kids won't overlook Cookeville. I mean, you know, there may be a lot of other people that want to talk to them about, you know, you're going to play Siegel or Oakland in the second round. Well, we're not going to play anybody if we don't beat Cookeville. You know, it's kind of like getting the fourth win after you're 3-3. You know, everybody wants to talk about you're going to have to win five or six. Well, no, we got to win four before we can win five or six, I mean, to get into the playoffs, and that's what's the talk way back then. Same thing people try to do this week. They want to talk about the second-round game. There is no second-round game if we don't win the first-round game. So we will be focused on Cookeville and nobody else, and our kids will be. We have a good group of seniors that have worked hard, that have been committed and done all the things we've asked them to do and been good leaders on our football team, and they will not overlook Cookeville, I assure you.
Coach, we've kind of taken this a little backwards, but to wind up, I do want to mention a couple of things from last night's win over Laverne. Had over 350 yards on the ground last night. Cole Knotgrass, 128. The paper had him.
In the first half.
In the first half. Charlie Davidson had 88. D. Mathers, two touchdowns and over 60 yards. And Stiles Quarter had 95-yard
kick return
yeah, for the touchdown.
We put Stiles back instead of Cole for that one, and Stiles, they kicked it to him or squibbed it to him and went all the way back there, and he ran for 95. Yeah, we ran the ball, you know, well, which means we blocked him well at times. And, you know, Cole had 128 in the first half, as did, and D had his 62 in the first half on just five or six carries. Cole had maybe 13 or 14 carries there. You know, D plays every rep of defense, so I can't give as many carries to D on a night-in, night-out basis. Just can't do it because he plays every down of defense. And then Charlie, who's been hurt a lot this year, you know, Charlie's a kid that strained an MCL before the season started, hurt an ankle about 3 weeks into the season, and he was a sophomore that's got lots of talent and has a bright future. And last night he played the first series of the second half and, you know, and ran the ball down the field. He did fumble on the one-foot line, but we missed a block, and he got hit blindside right as he touched the ball, so kind of not necessarily his fault. But then he came right back and ran the ball hard and got us in the end zone. The next time we had it, did some good things. Had a lot of kids get playing time last night. That was good for us. You know, senior night for our kids, and so all those seniors got in. Every senior we had got in, and probably 85 or 90 kids got in the ball game, I think. I mean, we couldn't get everybody in. There's just no way to get that many kids in, you know. But a bunch of kids did get in last night. And but we ran the ball well. Our offensive line, tight ends, fullbacks did their job. Our quarterbacks, we played Chase quite a bit. Played Matt Williams in the second half a lot. Matt did some good things for us there in the second half. I played Juwan Jennings early in the game on a quarterback run, but so we got a lot of opportunity to play a lot of kids last night, which was positive, and it was a good night at Blackman last night.
Nothing better than to go to Cookeville and win. I don't like to go to Cookeville and do anything but win with anybody. So it's your turn. Let's get it done Friday night.
Oh, absolutely. Last time we went there, I was at Smyrna, and they hadn't rained in a month, and the field was muddy when we got there. That was the old Jerry Joslin trick, I think.
Well, I think they pulled that out a time or two this year, too.
So that may be the case again Friday night. It doesn't really matter. You know, if we play in the parking lot, it doesn't really matter. We're going there to win a football game, and our kids are extremely excited and looking forward to the playoffs beginning next week, and I certainly expect it to be our best game of the year.
Coach, appreciate you coming in this morning. We'll see you same time next Saturday.
Thank you. Appreciate
it. All right. Philip Shadowin's joining us here at the Cedar Bucket Restaurant, where the breakfast is awfully good, so I hope you'll come on by and have some breakfast with us here at the Cedar Bucket Restaurant. Prentice Alsop Heating and Air, Coach's Corner.